Bibles, amen. Turn to the book of 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. Amen. Those of you who participated in Bible study on Wednesday night or familiar with this passage of scripture, this is where we came from on Wednesday night, and we shall come from this particular passage again on today. Amen. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. When you find it, say amen. If you're still looking, say, wait a minute. Amen. Amen. You guys go ahead, let them in. Go ahead. First John 1 and 7. The Bible says, King James Version says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Thus ends the reading of God's word. You may be seated. Heavenly Father, we come this morning, Lord God, as humble as we know how. Lord, thanking you for bringing us together to this place. Lord God, thank you for all the provisions that you've made in our lives. Lord God, if I'm too high, I ask that you would lower me. But if I'm too low, Lord, lift me up. Put me on a plane of existence on which you would have me to speak, Lord God. Hide me behind your cross and dip me down into the deep treasures of your word. Lord, that this word would be beneficial for each and every life that is in this house. Lord God, I ask you to forgive me for my sins, those that I committed that I knew of, and Father God, those that I knew not. Lord God, we just give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor for who you are. Lord, and for what you've done and for what you're doing, and Lord God, what you're going to do in the future. We just thank you and we praise you for the many blessings that you've bestowed upon our lives, Lord God. We just ask you just to forever keep us in your loving care. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. 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 1 John 1 and 7. 1 John 1 and 7 says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. My brothers and sisters, 2 weeks ago, we had a young man that came and preached to us, and I referred to his sermon, I think, the last 2 weeks. He talked about love. Reverend Savage talked to us about how to love. And so many of us, we think we know how to love, but we really don't know how to love. And as I pondered over his sermon, and I thought about the Bible study that God has placed us in regards to fellowship, when you put all those things together, when you look at 1 John 1 and 7, it said, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. My brothers and sisters, to have fellowship with one another, we got to have love. We really have to have love. The word fellowship comes from the Greek word, and I talked about this Wednesday night, the word koinonia, which means to share in common. And Christian fellowship is more than just attending church. Yeah. Amen? It is assimilating to the body of believers, becoming one in worshiping, loving, and caring, and sharing. Amen. So when we come together, my brothers and sisters, we ought to be on one accord. But so many churches and so many Christians cannot move forward because we struggle with getting on one accord. We can't agree with anybody. But the word tells us here, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. I'm glad that John wrote this particular passage of scripture because it helps us. It helps us to walk according to the word. Amen. I talked to a young brother yesterday at my family reunion. And you know, family reunion has a tendency to teach you a lot of stuff. Amen. You meet people that I met some cousins yesterday that I never met in my life. Amen. And my family is kind of a weird type of family. And we've gotten used to those that are in our circle all the time. So my grandfather's name is Uriel, and he was real. His name is Uriel Pruitt. And on Uriel's side, oh, we are so holy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have a contest, y'all. We get together. It's like a contest to see who's the holiest. Few preachers, whole bunch of deacons. We get together, and yesterday in our family reunion, y'all, the holy side, we were all, yeah, Doc, you know, God is really blessing my church, and people are coming, and lives are being changed. And the wind shifted, and some cars drove up, and the music was bumping. Had a cousin, got, y'all remember Houdini, the rap group Houdini, with the, got had that hat on. Oh, I had a cousin fell out the car. Hey, what's going on, man? My name. He went and shook everybody, but it was, the temperature was a little different. And the holy side, this side, started looking at that side. Where do you? Excuse me. Oh, Kathy, you're the only one in here. Oh, Shannon and y'all in here too. Where do you Negroes come from? That's what the holy side. Y'all, they fell in there ready. Y'all remember Pastor Pruitt? I'm talking about fellowship. Y'all stay with me. Well, I thought that was music playing out there. But y'all know Pastor Pruitt that did our revival, my uncle? Pastor Pruitt. Pastor Pruitt. Y'all, one of the cousins got out, had a tooth missing. And they had music playing. We had a little music playing. You know, everybody, you know, the holy side, we bob our head every third beat. You know, she got out of the car and backed it up on Rem Pruitt. I'm sorry. I know your folks are here today. I apologize. I just got to be real. That's what happened at your pastor's family reunion yesterday. Fellowship. I'm talking about fellowship. We had a fellowship yesterday. And you know, just because they weren't exactly like we are. But you know, there was really nothing they really did. I didn't hear nobody cussing. I didn't smell any alcohol. Nobody was being disrespectful except she was glad to see her cousin and she backed it up. But we had to be careful in fellowship, my brother, because y'all, we are all in here together. And we had to be careful not to be snarling our nose up. We so holy, we can't help nobody. And in true fellowship, my brother, when it all comes down to it, everybody won't. I got pages of notes back here I'm supposed to be preaching from. But in the whole scheme of this fellowship thing, my brothers and sisters, what we have to understand is everybody's trying to get to the same place. Because my cousin, they was off the chain, y'all. But guess who the first two people that went up for prayer? The one that backed it up on the pastor. She went up and said, Pastor, I need you to pray for me. True fellowship. Why some of us that were so prim and proper, we didn't want to. I don't want nobody to see me over there talking to them. They wild. Know where they come from. But they were the very ones that humbled them, say, hallelujah, somebody, and came up and said, you know what she said? She said, preacher, I'm sick. I need some help. Some are sick in here and don't even know it. She said, I'm sick. I need you to pray for me. The brother with the hat on, he came up there. Hey, you can pray. He the first one. Preacher, you can pray for me. True fellowship. I don't know why I had to keep it real with y'all because I'm a real person too. I'm not one of those, oh God, thank you, Jesus. I come from a dysfunctional family too. Yes, sir. And you know what's so common about the Bible? You know, y'all, we try to make it look good, but you know every family in this Bible was dysfunctional. David's kids was tore up from the floor, beat up from the feet up. Back to my notes. My brothers and sisters, 1 John. John wrote this particular passage of scripture because there were some false spiritual teachers in the area, in the early church. Because they didn't have the New Testament like you and I have. They didn't have the same instructions that you and I have. These were new believers. These were newly established churches. Amen? Are y'all with me? And people preachers and teachers came into those churches and trying to teach and preach in a fashion that would enhance them and not him. John's letter was about basic faith in Christ, and it helps the readers to take an inventory of their faith. My brother said, you and I need to take an inventory of our faith. Where are we? See, when them cousins showed up, y'all, it was real easy for me to, oh, man, they rough. They right over there. But if I'm the man of God that I'm supposed to be, and guess what? That's the brother I need to go talk to. Brother, how you doing? Have you ever accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? The preacher asked him, said, have you ever accepted Jesus Christ? He said, yeah, I know. He said, I know who God is. Sometimes we're looking at folks, y'all know it's some homeless folks that's going to beat us to heaven. Come on. It's some broke folks that's going to beat us to heaven. But I'm talking about, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. If we're walking in the light, y'all, we're not tripping over each other. Church, if you and I are walking in the same direction and we're walking in the light, we're not tripping over each other. The reason why some churches are struggling because you got some walking in the light, some walking in darkness, and guess what? You start tripping over each other. But I dare you to turn on the light. Isn't it hard to accomplish anything in the dark? Have your ladies ever tried to put on your makeup in the dark? It doesn't work out, does it? My wife says all the time, baby, the light ain't right. You need to put another light bulb in there. The light just ain't. You got to turn on the light, my brothers and sisters, so you will look better. So you will be better. So you'll be a presentable person in front of Almighty God. Don't you know that you are the temple for the Holy Spirit to live in? And you all bruised up and beat up because you're walking in darkness. Brothers, have you ever tried to shave in the dark? Doesn't work out, does it? Goatee is gone. Take you 3 months to grow it back. Because you're trying to operate in darkness. But if you stay with Jesus, yes, sir. Hallelujah, be in the light. Yes, sir. All my brothers and sisters, not only does the Bible say that fellowship is the evidence of walking in the light in 1 John 1:7, but it also says that loving the brethren is the evidence of that walk. Do you love the brethren? You had to ask it. Do you love the brethren? That's a good question. Good question. It's evidence of that walk. He who loves his brother abides in the light. And there is no cause for stumbling in him. That's 1 John 2:10. Did you know that was in your book? It's in my book. This shows that there's a strong and inseparable relationship between fellowship and loving the brethren. So in order for us to have true fellowship, we got to have some love for each other. Have you ever been in church, and be honest with yourself, love the brethren, but there was somebody in church that you had an issue with? And you came in and you were clapping, holding hands, and you were singing, and they walk in late. And you just look at them. And then your spirit's all messed up. But the word tells us, and let me tell you this, I heard a preacher one time say that we have to be honest with ourselves and know that, y'all remember Robin Harris, the comedian that died years ago, that did the little skit about baby kids? How many of y'all know who baby kids are? Bad kids. Y'all know what? In the house of God, there's some baby kids. But just like Big Mama, see, what happened with our family, Deacon Smith, was, back in the day when Big Mama was still alive, we had family reunion and everybody showed up. The crackheads, the guess what? Y'all, see, we use this word, the jickheads, jicky folk. That's people that drink are alcoholics. That's what we call them now. But Big Mama loved everybody. She loved the brethren. But what happened was the church and some of us got so holy, when the jicks and the crackheads showed up, we didn't want to show them no love. But Big Mama loved everybody. And in the church, it's going to be some baby kids. But we got to hang in there with them, amen? Look at your neighbor and say, are you a baby kid? But consequently, it appears, my brothers and sisters, that fellowship is intended to be the practice of love in the brethren, which helps us in a right relationship with Christ so that he shed his blood can, his shed blood can continuously, my brothers and sisters, have its full cleansing effect. See, when you start treating people funny, when you call yourself the church, you weren't at Orange Chapel. Look at Deacon McGuire. Christ is right. Come on down to the OC. And he's snarling his nose up at folk. Christ could save some folks through the t-shirt. They say, wait a minute. Christ is right. Come on down to the OC. Orange Chapel back. Where is that church? Because I'm trying to find something that's right. Because everything else in my life is wrong. But because he don't love the brethren, I ain't going down to that Orange Chapel church. My sister-in-law told me yesterday, she sent a text message and told my wife, said, I saw this old dirty man. It was an old dirty man on a bicycle. It was a white man. And he looked like a homeless guy at his bike with all this stuff on it. And he had on an OC t-shirt. I don't remember giving an old dirty man an OC t-shirt. But look how God works. Hallelujah, somebody. The Lord's going to get the word out where people need to be, whether you tell it or not. Woo! Hallelujah, church. Well, somebody must have put their church, well, somebody must have left here and got mad at us. Put their shirt in Goodwill. But God's still blessing through the shirt. Yeah. Yeah. You know, at first I was kind of, ooh, we need to watch out who represent the OC, but we ain't, OC ain't nothing. We represent Christ. Woo! Oh, man, I'm trying to get through by 12:30. So many passages in the Bible, my brothers and sisters, they confirm a love toward the brethren is proof of our salvation. Did you not know that? Y'all know I say this all the time. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. That's 1 John 3:14. 1 John is an awesome book. So in essence, my brothers and sisters, we need the brethren to have a right relationship with God. Guess what? I can't really fully show God's work in my life, Johnny, without you. Without each other. It's easy to love when you're the only one in the room. I love myself. And I love God. You never challenged on that love because you're just dealing with you. And don't you know that we are our biggest enemy self? Y'all gonna make me hoop in a minute. We are able to see our relationship with God from the reflection of our relationships with our brothers and sisters in Christ. The Bible tells us, for he who does not love his brother whom he's seen daily, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Did y'all pick that up? How can you say you hate your brother? Woo! And then you say you love God. He said, how can you do that? You can say, I can't stand Sister Roberta with that black hat on sitting up there. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I'm speaking in tongues, but I can't stand Sister Roberta. She's just a baby kid sometimes. But I still got to work with it. We all a work in progress. Amen? Think you've arrived if you want to. The Lord will put something in your life to make you humble yourself. Woo! Oh, Tony, I'm crunk today. who does not love his brother and whom he's seen? How can he love God whom he has not seen? How can we do that, Deacon Smith? I love the Lord, he heard my cry, but I can't stand Steve Jr. And God created all of us. Now I may not like the sin that Steve Jr.'s doing. And if I'm a true man of God, I'll go to him on that and say, look, brother, you know I love you, man. And we need to get that right. But in love. That's how I love the brother and in love. I don't go to him and punch him in the face. Why'd you do that, man? Because you ain't living right. Y'all know we turn people away from Christ because the church is slapping folks upside the head, put them in choke holes. But you go to them in love. Fellowship. Amen? Fellowship, write this down. Fellowship is the practice of loving the brethren. True fellowship is the practice of loving the brethren. Fellowship with the brethren is an exercise of love, bringing us towards spiritual maturity. Your relationship with the brethren is the thermometer that measures your spiritual temperature. Your degree of love toward the brethren is the gauge that shows our love for God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love has been perfected in us. That's 1 John 4:12. I got to speak the word this morning. Right. Fellowship with the body of Christ is where love is tested and proven. It is the opportunity to learn how to love one another. It is God's great classroom for the development of the Christian character. How many of you have grown up in the church? How many of you have been tested in the church? Can I tell y'all a little story about your pastor? Y'all know Pastor Brown over at Trenton? That we go see over at New Hope. Amen. 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 Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Pastor Brown. Pastor Brown and I were young in church. His daddy was the pastor. My daddy was the deacon. One Sunday morning, me and my brother were sitting on the front row just having a good time, not really paying attention to what the preacher was talking about. But we were laughing at another brother. Pastor Brown thought we were laughing at him. So he looked out at us as the choir was singing and said, "I ain't no kid in church." And I looked back through the choir and said, "I ain't talking to you in church." And then he said something else, and I said something else in church. Your pastor did this, Tony. We were young, baby kids in the church. His daddy was a pastor, my daddy was a deacon, and Satan just stirring up mess. Check this out, Andre. You know what I did? I got up from the front row. I walked out the door, and when I got to the back, I said, "Come on out here." And I waited on him. Brother Ricks, I waited on him on the front step. And when he stepped out the door, y'all's pastor said, "What's up? What you want to do now?" And he said, "What you want to do?" And I said, "Make it light on yourself. Want some, get some. Bad enough, take some." There we are. Pastor's son, deacon's son, and we acting a fool in the church. But look at God. Because the church didn't give up on either one of us, and we're both pastors right to this day, and we love each other, and we fellowship with one another. Amen. Boy, that's good stuff right there. Will y'all give me 5 minutes to close this thing out? But it's the exercise of love bringing us toward the spiritual maturity. Your relationship with the brethren is how you measure where you are in Christ. Fellowship with the body of Christ is where the love is tested and proven. It is an opportunity where is to learn how to love one another. It is God's great classroom for the development of Christian character. We are benefited by both the strengths and weaknesses of the fellowship. See, back when we were young, that was a weakness. That fellowship was weak. There was weakness in that particular fellowship. Are y'all with me? So where there's strong, where there's a strength, there's also weakness. So guess what? For every positive in the book of God, in the book of in the Lord's book, there's a negative, because Satan represents the negative. So everything that God puts in, Satan tries to take out. Are y'all with me? He's an adversary of the Word of God. So everything, you could twist this book around and say everything opposite. And that's what Satan wants to talk about. Yeah. Amen? So my brothers and sisters, the mature ones help to strengthen and encourage us while the weaknesses in the less mature give us the opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to practice, to test our spiritual growth in different characteristics as patience, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness. All spiritual virtues must be challenged and tested to bring forth progress. So, my brothers and sisters, in order to love the brethren, you have to understand that that relationship is going to be tested. Do we have any married people in the house? Has your relationship ever been tested? That's a true fellowship. And there are sometimes when that fellowship is strong. And there's sometimes in that fellowship when it's weak. But you just got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Are y'all with me this morning? And sometimes you may meet a few rude or offensive people in the house of God. You ever been somewhere that folks just mean? You may run into immature believers in the body. But they need somebody like you. Come on, church. To show them love and patience so they'll grow up. And you need them in order to practice and develop your love for the brethren. Come on, Tony. We finna close this thing out. When you can remain loving and steadfast, even if brothers say negative things about you, even when they let you down, or